Hello, everybody. This is PJ. I want to talk with you today about positive thinking, the advantages of positive thinking. There are none. Your thinking isn't going to change your circumstance. What's going to change your circumstances are particular actions that you are taking upon yourselves to bring about some cause as well as some kind of effect. And I want to say that because here recently, but a friend of mine has been sending me these positive affirmations and all this stuff, and I never listen to them because they don't apply to me. As a matter of fact, I've been told years ago, many, many, many years ago, that I am a negative person. Not negative. As a matter of fact, I had finished all my work. Hi, Harcourt. I'll take you walking later, little boy. I was free of work, and I didn't have anything to do. And I was here in the studio. And I said, well, let me see what movies are on Netflix. I like those. You know, you can stream it right on your computer or put it on your smart screen and watch movies. And they recently had something up about the Nazi concentration camps. And it was true footage taken by U.S. military cameramen who filmed the aftermath of what took place in all over Nazi Germany when the Allied forces went into the concentration camps and freed what prisoners were left. And in this particular documentary, it showed the bodies naked, starved to death, the ways in which they were beaten, killed, maimed. I watched the whole thing, and it happened after I was born. All the positive thinking in the world couldn't stop that. The Third Reich was on a bent. Some people actually think that President Donald Trump pushes that kind of mentality on this country. People, you don't know what death and mayhem is until you've watched something like that and then apply it to the culture that we live in today. Possibilities could be right around the corner if you let a madman loose in your midst. But before that happened, he'd be assassinated. Now, let me come back to the thing again about positive thinking. I'm not thinking positive or negative. I'm giving you some straightforward truth. If you're a good person, a person that's ruled by the standard of the word of the living God, and you have love and concern in your hearts for individuals, watching that documentary with me would have brought about great sadness to you, because as I watched it, I thought about the literally hundreds and thousands, thousands, thousands of families that ceased to exist because particular bloodlines were cut off by madness, by mayhem. I didn't feel sorry in the documentary when they were showing the German citizens having to bury the bodies. And to do that, thank God, some of our soldiers did during World War II. And I saw European people thanking God that the American military freed them from this. And when I hear people in this country talk about the military and what it stands for, when I see what our country's done for the redemption of literally hundreds and millions of lives around this world, you know, to hell with you. You don't know what life is until you've seen that. Now, for you positive thinkers, you keep on, but you keep that trash to yourself. You better keep a vigilant eye on government and on people and on the population. And you better beware when people can put all of their feelings behind them, discount God, throw him out of the window, not be concerned whether there is a God, whether God can do anything or ever has done anything. Beware of those kinds of people, because if they arise in this society, in Western civilization where we are, your life ain't worth a dime or a nickel. Now, you may not like Trump. As a matter of fact, one of you sent me a video of his entire administration singing a song, making a mockery of your government leaders. You know what? That wasn't funny to me. That was disgusting. That was disgusting. My Bible tells me to pray for those who are in authority. But see, we don't want to read that. We pick and choose the positive verses that we want to pick and choose. I was invited to participate in a Bible study, and I gotta look it up again because I was looking at what it was called. The name of the meeting is going to be, let's see, The Secret to Prosperity. I can't attend that Zoom meeting because, number one, there is no secret to prosperity. If you want your life to prosper, you've got to put yourself in the way of an individual who is open for goodness to come your way when you practice goodness to others. In other words, you reap what you sow. You talk about prosperity to the person that's being evicted. Prosperity means that you would pay their rent to keep them in their apartment. Prosperity means that you would babysit while they went to work at 6 o'clock in the evening until 3 in the morning. You would be there watching their children while they sleep. That's the way to prosper. The way you prosper is to help other people, not to try to figure a new way to get some money to flow into your bank account. That is not what prosperity is about in this country. I think that you got my country all wrong. My country just put forth this idea, a disciplined mind and hard-ass work, and you may get paid for it. Well, my barbers are here, not my barbers, but my gardeners, and they're here cutting it down. And I told my gardener, no, I'm not going to pay you thousands of dollars to take up this old dead grass and put in some rocks. Just cut that dead grass down to the root and come back every 2 weeks and recut it again. Not putting in another lawn, and I'm not watering my front lawn. I don't care whether it's green. I'm going to keep it decent, and I'm going to give them certain dollars a month, and so that they can go home and feed their families. See, I'm living within my means. I'm not trying to be prosperous. People, pay attention to what's going on around you. And listen, don't waste your time with people coming up with, what was that movie, Superfracture, Axis, Stapedosius? There was a Disney movie out years ago. Mary Poppins and her crew sung that. Well, I'm competing with the gardener. Hey, folks, God bless you. Thank you for coming to my website. But don't fall for that prosperity stuff. There's nothing to it.